I call this special meeting to order. So the roll call, please.
Special? Yes.
Yes. Well, Mr. Schmidt?
Here.
Mr. Evans?
Present.
Mr. Shepard?
Present.
Vice Chair Niemer?
Present.
Chair Weber? Here. All right. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a point B, general public comments? General comment period is provided for subject not included on the agenda, but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district. Each person is limited to a maximum of 3 minutes of speaking time. The board may not take action on non-agenda matter. In order to preserve meeting decorum and the nature of general public comments, the board and staff are encouraged not to respond to statements or questions at that time, but make themselves available after the meeting. Okay, is there anybody who would like to make a public comment?
And then there's a public comment period before the regular meeting, too.
Yes.
So, I mean, to move this one along a little quicker, maybe.
You want to move it to the regular?
No, I just say to let them know that there is a public comment.
There's another
for
public
the next
comment.
Movie, for the regular meeting.
This is for this.
Okay, this one is for sure, yes.
Yes. So, there was a person already up. Why don't you go on to this?
So, as I look at your resolutions, I noticed that it says, whereas the Harford District activated its emergency response procedures on July 29th, but at the last meeting, you guys specifically said you didn't even have emergency response procedures. And also, in the next line, it talks about the $1 million. Excuse me.
I'll give you a chance to break.
I'm fine.
Not on the agenda.
Huh?
For items not on the agenda.
Well, I can't get up and say anything else during your after your resolution.
I'll give you the freedom to continue.
Oh, thank you. So, and on the next line, it says that the Harvard district estimates initial damage at $1 million, but you guys did not have an assessment conducted, to my knowledge. It wasn't brought up in the last meeting. You're excused. And let's see. So, in essence, I mean, there's more, but I'm not going to discuss it with you guys. You guys are going to sign a paper today on this resolution. And if it's inaccurate, then that's falsifying of records. And I just want to point out to you to make this accurate because it's important that you get your funding. Thank you.
Just an observation. I came to the last meeting and I had hoped that the five of you were together and were trying to move forward to make this harbor a success. However, to use assembly, I see a boat with five people in it heading towards the harbor. Two of them on one side are rowing as fast and as hard as they can. One of them is on the other side with simply the oar in the water. There's somebody in front that's dropping the anchor every now and then. And there's someone in the back that is basically going, what the heck? And my statement the last time I came is I would have hoped by now, you've been together now for, 9 months, that you'd all be pulling together towards making a success out of this harbor, which this community dearly wants to happen. I mean, I've spoken to any number of people in the last 4 or 5 days that are aware of the difficulties down here in the harbor, and they're all rooting for you to come together and get this behind you and get this moving forward, because we're dependent on the five of you to do that. And right now, my observation is it isn't happening. You need to check your egos at the door. You need to figure out what you want to do, and you need to get with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. No time is a charm.
Yeah, so Mike's not here to hear this, but you know, because it's mainly speaking to him, but and if this is on the agenda, just feel free to stop me. So I have an issue regarding something that's applies to the safety of our of the Harbor employees. Earlier this month, there was an article released by the Redwood Voice, and it actually said the names of our Harbor employees. They did not consent to their names being released, although it's public record. They are non-post certified employees, and this information was provided by a local activist. I'm happy to say they did redact the names from the actual article, but the names are still on the actual logs that are public knowledge. I'd like the name to also be redacted from those, but the legal feasibility of that, I'll defer to you guys. There we go. Turning to broader concerns, the activists have demonstrated a pattern of disruptive behavior at public meetings, including raising public personal matters in appropriate forums, such as targeting logs earlier last year. Sorry, I'm not used to public speaking.
Okay.
The claim post-certification status raises further concerns about misuse of perceived authority. This pattern needs to be addressed. I respectfully urge the board to explore legal remedies such as cease and desist letters or policy protections to prevent further sharings of private employees' data and to safeguard staff from unwarranted targeting. In conclusion, I commend the adoption of the new public code of conduct, which reflects your professionalism, protecting our harbor employees and ensuring that those engaging with the district adhere to public or to appropriate standards will foster a safe and respectful workplace. I also encourage exploring opportunities for the Redwood Voice employees to engage directly with our harbor district, perhaps through internships or shadowing programs, to foster better understanding and responsible reporting. With your leadership and community support, we can move forward together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are you going to stay through the meeting?
Somebody else. Online. None. Seeing none, hearing none. All right. We're moving on to point two. Consider and adopt a resolution number 2025-09 confirming the existence of a local emergency within the Crescent City Harbor District as a result of tsunami damage sustained on July 29 to the 30th of 2025 and ratifying the CEO Harbor Master proclamation of a local agency emergency.
All right, welcome back to the
I apologize for being late. I said a really interesting call about some tsunami funding. So I think I'm very encouraged about our ability to respond to this emergency. I did hear on the call there was a mention of the $1 million figure. So obviously we have to do a lot of additional assessment. We had a really short timeline. We only had 10 days, so we had to make our best estimate. We had several engineers out here, Cal OES, but I think that is a reasonably accurate figure because the Army Corps of Engineers told me that even if it was just the dredging, that could be $1 million on its own. So, and then also with regard to our emergency plan, we do have a plan that's part of the Harbor Patrol Manual. It's not a tsunami-specific plan. We do have an emergency operations plan. It's very rudimentary. I printed it off, my commissioners.
That's any other questions on that?
Did you? I did. You printed that off for us, the emergency plan.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to be updated. It needs to be approved. But we do have one. It's very, very rudimentary.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Mike's oral report seems to address the issues Linda brought up about identifying or legitimizing the $1 million estimate. That was my concern as well as I hear some comments down there that there is an emergency operation plan. May not be adequate, may not be up to date, but we have one.
Yeah. You should have a copy of it. It looks like this.
So on that basis, I move to approve the resolution.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Anybody else would like to make a comment?
Well, I mean, in my reading it, I mean, the $1 million figure is just something that was kind of, and I'm not saying it was just thrown out there. There was a lot of thought and there's a lot of people that were discussed it, but I don't think that's a factual figure that has to bear a lot of background experience as far as engineers go. I mean, it's pretty simple to say that it's going to be well over $1 million. So, I mean, but you throw that out there, I think, to have a starting place in order to enact an emergency plan is kind of what I look at it as. And then I'm satisfied with the emergency that it says right here that the Harbor Master has the sole authority to activate a Crescent City District Emergency Management Plan. So we have that in place. So I'm very happy with that, with this resolution.
Well, I brought up the concern about not having procedures in the resolution. It mentions procedures, but last week in the last meeting, it was made very clear that we didn't have a policy in place. I also came to the office on Friday and staff told me that they were unaware of any policy. So I had great concern about there being no policy at all. So I am a little confused that this policy is now in front of us when Friday there was no policy. It just is a little confusing for me. Second, I do want to point out that the county yesterday did ratify the emergency proclamation, including the Harbor District. And again, the proclamation from the Harbor Master is dated August 7th. I asked for verification of that. He said it August 7th, the county OES. Again, I just have concern. We had a meeting August 7th and August 11th, and this wasn't brought up, and now it's being brought up today. So just seems like there's little incongruence in the timeline. I'm just bringing up my concerns.
So just to clarify, if you listen to the recording, it says tsunami response plan, emergency response plan. Not, this is a very generic plan. It's part of the Harbor Patrol policies. So there's nothing inconsistent about that. The recording's on the website last Thursday. And also to provide some context too, when the county submitted their funding request for the wildfires, it was several times the amount they ended up getting. They had to consider all the full range of possibilities, and that's what the county advised me to do. So it hopefully it'll end up being something similar with us where it's not quite as large of a figure. That'd be great. But with the wildfires, the county, I mean, it's the same thing they went through. It was multiple times, the initial estimate was multiple times the amount they ever finally got in hand. So it's nothing unusual. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm pleased with the resolution. I'd like to make a suggestion at this time that with the emergency operations plan that we've received, maybe we can develop an ad hoc committee to review that and then see if we need to make any changes to that. then also an ad hoc committee to work closely with Mike as we move forward with the emergency that's been declared with this resolution, working with the county and give them a little bit of support. And I volunteer for both of those ad hocs if you'd like to establish those at this time, Chairman.
I thought you were already on it. I thought that was established at the last in the emergency.
We only have one.
Yes.
See how fast things go?
Yep, moving.
Okay, well, I like the proclamation as well, even though I have gotten an email from somebody that says that emergency proclamations are only permitted for county and for city, not for special districts. However, we got direct information from Cal OES that they required us to also have an emergency declaration. And at this point, it can't hurt. So we're covering all of our bases. So if we leave one stone unturned, I would hate that this would hold us back in any way. So I appreciate you going along with it.
Okay.
Public comment. On this subject.
Thank you, Mike, for responding. I got your message. I just want to bless everybody. Pessimistic. The programming, what we're talking about, is there going to be money out of this funding to do that survey, or is it going to be separate? The bathymetric that you guys are talking about. A lot of engineers, when they put projects together, they want accurate measurements. On this sort of, we're just doing a light top, not so much bottom top. I looked at it, and sediment, I would say probably maybe about 3 to 5 inches more than what it was, because we've had the we've had riptides come in. We've had some pretty good little waves come in so far. So it's going to bring the sand in, and we're always piling up. Seems like we're dry. There's a dredging in this area all the time because the pile, you know, is underneath there is really shifting. So I just kind of want to know that one. If you can just kind of let me know, you know, in the future or something. Because I'm interested in it. I was reading a lot about it, and it takes survey equipment, and you're looking at estimate anywhere between $3,000 to $15,000 worth of survey could be done. You want a full set, medium set, or you just want top levels? There's different types of surveys, and some use ADAR, some use sonar, some use ultraviolet. This one we were looking at is red and green. It bounces off the bottom and comes back up, and it can, you know, like set, but it's a major agency, you know, they do this and they're very expensive. And I'm just kind of wondering what kind of survey you want. Okay. I would estimate the engineer would like to have the estimate too. If not, it's a top line service, what I think of. All right. $1 million? Why not? Yeah. Ooh, I love it. But yeah, but that's what you guys are looking at. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a question. When a tsunami hits, who's in charge of this harbor? Are you?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been to harbors where you call the harbor master to see if you can enter a harbor? I fished in Alaska for 9 years, and we made a point to call a harbor if there was any issues in the harbor. I was down for an hour and seen 5 boats almost hit the ice plant inner jetty. The current was coming in at 17 knots. They're doing 7. There's no way you can. What do you need to do now?
We are talking about the resolution.
Yeah, well, I want to.
Jesus Christ.
We had a public comment earlier, and this is not a question and answer session. It's a public comment session. Please adhere to that. Okay, somebody else would like to make a public comment. You guys still have some time left if you want to have.
Well, you're getting ready to beat your Bob, being the hammer there. So,
you know, we'll have a public comment on the. This is actually a meeting before our regular meeting. You kind of
well,
came
it on there.
I'm sorry, but we're on this. We're just trying to pass this resolution for right now. Then we're going to go to our regular meeting, and there'll be a public comment, and that's when that
thank,
would be.
Thank you for helping.
Yeah. Well, I would just read
okay. You. Thank you. Let's move on. Somebody else. Hearing none, seeing no hands up, would you please do the call, roll call? Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Shepherd?
Aye.
Vice Chair Niemer?
Abstain.
Chair Weber? Aye. The ayes have it. Special meeting adjourned. Next meeting, Wednesday, August 13th. I guess of 2:11.